What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about the furor over Brexit, where the Remainers still want to remain. They're screaming, there's got to be a second referendum. We didn't cheat hard enough in the first one. We deserve a second try. You have the soft Brexiteers who are basically aiming for a Brexit in name only, and trying to keep Great Britain tangled up in the EU as much as possible. And now there is a growing chorus of voices calling for a hard Brexit, to just say, to heck with it all. You know, we're going to restore our borders, go back to our own policies, and the EU has nothing to say about anything here. And I'm sure that in the event of a hard Brexit, the EU would throw a tantrum or two, but they'd go back to making trade deals with Great Britain. Meanwhile, over in Italy, their Interior Minister Salvini, who's a critic of the EU, and he blames a lot of Italy's problems on the euro and the open border situation. And he's basically sent a warning that the European Union is deceiving Great Britain with regards to the euro. He said, there's no objectivity or good faith on the European side. And he says, Theresa May should take a tougher stance on negotiations. And he is saying that it's time for a hard Brexit. Just forget about the deal, because the EU is not negotiating in good faith anyway. Here's an interesting little story, and it regards to open borders. And the story came on out of Breitbart. This one's going to really wake you up here. Apparently over in Great Britain, the UK Home Office has been rejecting Syrian Christians. The refugee intake into Great Britain is 100% Muslim. And it's being called a national disgrace. And apparently the Sunday Times was trying to find out what was going on. And the numbers came out of a group called the Barnabas Fund, which is an aid agency supporting Christians persecuted for their faith. And they got the information via Freedom of Information Act, the British equivalent. After a long tussle with the Home Office, so more of George Soros machinations here. Up in Sweden and Denmark, they had a poll and found that nearly half of the Swedes and the Danes said they'd rather be in a Nordic union with their neighbors from Norway and Finland and Iceland than in the EU. They think a union is a good thing, just not that one. So the EU experiment is definitely here in trouble. Over in Germany, support for the German Christian Democratic Union, which is led by current Chancellor Angela Merkel, and its Bavarian sister party Christian Social Union, have fallen to a 12-year low, according to the latest poll by MNID. So it is coming apart. The people of Europe have just had it between the ECB, EU tinkering in the internal affairs of the member states, and the open borders issue. They've had it. All right, we have a caller on the line. Jason in Tucson, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you, Michael. Just going back to the topic you were talking about a few minutes ago about using cash at the grocery stores when the system goes down, I'd just like to remind people that about a year and a half or so ago in northern Arizona, somebody in the middle of the desert found, dug up, and cut the internet line with a big industrial laser cutter. It shut down large portions of northern Arizona, the grocery stores, since their cash registers are tied into corporate through the internet. It shut everything down. They didn't even use cash. They literally just shut the doors. So even if you have cash, it's better to have something on hand at home, I guess.
Well, you know, at our supermarket, again, their cash registers are also tied in with corporate, but apparently their computers have local drives that record all the transactions for a one-time download or upload, as it were, in the middle of the night. So they were able to do cash transactions.
That's great. I mean, I wish all places were that way, but I'm just saying, when they did that in Arizona, that's what happened. They shut almost the entire northern end of the state shut down. It was basically all the little mom and pop shops and the little Circle K's, the convenience stores that stayed open. But I just wanted to point that out to people. It's not always going to work, you know, when it shuts down.
Okay. Well, again, my experiences here on Hawaii has been that when those computer cash registers go down, cash is definitely king.
Hey, well, thank you, Michael. Have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Donald Trump is back pushing for his border wall, and he's calling on Congress to basically fix the immigration laws and saying the Democrats have to cooperate. Otherwise, he will allow the federal government to shut down. And he's saying, I would be willing to shut down government if the Democrats do not give us the votes for border security, which includes the wall. Now, his comment about new immigration laws, we already have immigration laws. They're not being enforced. And that's one of the problems that we have with government in general. They advertise themselves to you by saying, we're going to pass a law. You're unhappy about this. We're going to pass a new law, ignoring the fact that there are already laws against a lot of what's going on that simply are not enforced. Title 8. Look at Title 8 sometime. If Title 8 were being enforced, Trump would not need a border wall, because Title 8 makes it a crime to transport, house, give employment to, or any assistance to an illegal immigrant. And if that were being enforced, if enough people went to jail over that, the financial incentive to the illegals would dry up. That's all it takes to stop the problem, is simply say, if you're an illegal immigrant, you are not entitled to free stuff at taxpayer expense. You're not allowed to work. You're not allowed to have housing. You're not allowed to have anything at all. Just go home. That's it. Meanwhile, Maxine Waters is out there saying that Trump is only bluffing and he's bullying, you know, about this government shutdown over the border wall. I don't know, Maxine. I wouldn't call his bluff on this one. I mean, the immigration problem is out of control, both here and in Europe. And look at all the damage it's doing. Now, Democratic Representative Ben Ray Lujan, who is the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee chair, was interviewed on This Week. And Martha Raddatz pressed him on the question of whether Democrats really want to abolish the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And Ben Ray Lujan just ducked the question. He avoided it twice. And at the end, Ohio Republican Representative Steve Stivers pointed out to Martha that Lujan did not answer the question. And Raddatz agreed. The Democrats are desperate to flood this nation with illegal immigrants. They're going to offer them all kinds of free stuff that you are going to be forced to pay for so they can get their votes. That's it. From the Democratic point of view, they're fighting for their careers, their freedom. They want that House of Representatives in order to shut down all of these investigations. So, come November, we're really going to have to push to get out the vote for the Republicans. Any Republicans, I don't care which one, just get out and vote Republican. Now, over in Kentucky, a Democratic candidate, Hank Linderman, who's challenging Representative Brett Guthrie in November, has come on out demanding amnesty for all undocumented immigrants. And he's out there saying, I'm calling for action to help the millions of undocumented people already working in our communities, serving in our military, and raising families by granting amnesty. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Lenderman, they shouldn't be working in our communities. That's a Title VIII violation. And the military has started letting the illegal immigrants go. They canceled that program. And they shouldn't be raising families here either. They're plopping out the kids in order to have an anchor baby. Some of these girls are coming across the border already pregnant, just trying to get in, have the baby, and then they get to stay. This is utterly ridiculous. Now, Bernie Sanders is out there talking about a Medicare for all plan. And when you factor in all the illegal immigrants who have all these anchor babies and basically chain migration, if you will, you're looking at a cost of $32.6 trillion over 10 years. We just don't have it. We don't have it. Over in Philadelphia, they have now declared themselves a sanctuary city. They are refusing to cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. When is somebody going to have the gonadal tissue to go into one of these sanctuary cities and slap the handcuffs on the mayor and say, you are in violation of Title VIII, you are going to go to jail and to trial? I mean, we all know what's going on. Even Tucker Carlson was out with an episode on how the Democrats are working to steal the 2018 and 2020 elections by using illegal immigrant voters. And illegal immigrants are not allowed to vote, certainly in the national elections. Seeing all these communities like San Francisco, they're saying, well, it's okay for them to vote in like the school board. And next it'll be congressional representation. Although there is a federal law against that, but the open borders people are already in flagrant violation of the existing law. The fact that it's, you know, there's a federal law against having an illegal immigrant vote in a national election won't stop them, because without voter ID, there's no way to know that somebody is an illegal immigrant. And that's something else that we need to be doing to try and get this country back under the control of the American people. An honest election system and voter ID so that only U.S. citizens vote, because that's the way it was set up. That's the way it's supposed to be. We're not supposed to throw open the gates to the barbarian hordes and have them come on in and vote themselves all kinds of bread and circuses at our expense, which is exactly what's going on. Because that's the lure the Democrats are using. Vote for us. We'll take stuff away from those white people and we'll give it to you. That's the promise. All righty. Over in Great Britain, there was a young boy, Jacob Abraham, was stabbed to death near his Hertfordshire home last year, was found dying by his brother near their home in Waltham Cross. And his killers were handed life sentences at the Old Bailey. And the killers' names are Kai Fisher-Dixon, Shaoub Mohammed, Tremaine Gray, Omararian Stevens, and Abdullah Quilik Mohammed. And the murdered youngster had helped his mother make sandwiches for the homeless people just hours before he was killed. So how's that multicultural thing working out for you over there? Over in France, migrants have been arrested for gang raping a middle-aged woman on World Cup night. And the woman was found with a badly swollen face in the commune of Oudon in the Loire-Atlantique department the following morning. And locals are horrified by the crime. And basically, the female residents are telling reporters they're afraid to go jogging in the evening now because it's like open season on them. Now, Italy is starting to toughen up. They want a zero tolerance policy for criminal asylum seekers. In other words, people who have a criminal record are going to be automatically denied asylum. That's one of the things that really went wrong with this whole refugee program, is known criminals were being allowed in. And you think, what, coming across that border into Europe, they will see the light and they will change their ways. Not really. Not been the experience so far. Steve Bannon is planning to lead a populist revolt throughout Europe, which, were it to succeed, would crush George Soros and his network of open border NGOs. This is according to the Daily Beast. And Bannon will set up a Brussels-based nonprofit NGO called simply The Movement, which will go head-to-head with Soros with the goal of uniting like-minded European parties and conservative think tanks along with other support structures. Nigel Farage thinks this is a really good idea, that the Bannon plan could help populists to EU election victory. Because the EU and Soros, they don't like populist candidates. They want candidates who are going to go along with the agenda. All righty. Over in Austria, there is this group called the Identitarian Movement. And 17 of their activists were accused of forming a criminal hate speech organization under the country's mafia law because they were criticizing the open border policy. That was it, trying to silence them by arresting them, suing them, sending them to jail. They have now been found innocent on all the charges. Apparently, two of them had to pay a minor fine for some damage that occurred during their protest. But it basically reasserts that people in a country who are being made uncomfortable by the open borders policy have a legitimate right to say, I don't like this. I don't like what's happening to our country here. Now, last week, there was this open borders activist, Ellen Ersin, who made a big stink on an airplane on which there was a man who was being deported, and she got up and refused to sit down, and they almost called the cops on her. Finally, they got her to sit on down, and the plane took off, and she was being lauded as a heroine by the open borders people. She took a stand against deportation here. Turns out the guy that she was defending from deportation, 52-year-old Afghan man, was convicted of abuse and sentenced to jail. It was a criminal. The open borders people are defending criminals. They may not know it, but that's the crime right there. They don't know what they're doing. They do not know what they're doing. Now, the New York Times, or the New York Slimes, has come out with a blast at my home state, New Hampshire, as well as Vermont and Maine, basically saying, you know, they're bad because they're nearly all white. And in a piece titled New Hampshire, 94% White, asks, how do you diversify a whole state? And the New York Times chronicles the supposed hardship of immigrants who allegedly do not have the comfort and support of a built-in community in states like New Hampshire because their populations are too white. And the New York Times interviewed immigrant Catalina Celentano, who complained that when she moved to New Hampshire, she could not speak Spanish often because the state was 94% white. Okay, Catalina, you're not supposed to speak Spanish in New Hampshire. They speak English. They have a New England accent. They speak English. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we take this phone call, I want to read you a quote that has a bearing on the story about this Spanish or Mexican immigrant up in New Hampshire bemoaning the fact that nobody up there speaks Spanish. They're not supposed to. This is the quote. In the first place, we should insist that if the immigrant who comes here in good faith becomes an American and assimilates himself to us, he shall be treated on an exact equality with everyone else, for it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed or birthplace or origin. But this is predicated upon the person's becoming in every facet an American and nothing but an American. There can be no divided allegiance here. Any man who says he's an American but something else also isn't an American at all. We have room for but one flag, the American flag. We have room for but one language here, and that is the English language. We have room here for but one loyalty, and that is loyalty to the American people. That was Theodore Roosevelt back in 1907. And it's absolutely true. So for these immigrants, even the illegal immigrants, they'll come on over and they start complaining that we're not speaking their native language. We're not supposed to. All right, let's take a phone call. Dennis in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I've been trying to find a window of opportunity to give you a call. First of all, thank you for some of your health-related issues you posted as one who is now recently battling cancer in Florida. And I want to thank you for posting what you put up there. It has helped me immeasurably what the doctors cannot answer or what they don't want to let you know. So I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That article about New Hampshire and speaking Spanish, well, you know, as a former New Yorker who has traveled to visit relatives that were up in New Hampshire, you know, they speak differently from New Yorkers even. So
yes.
I suggest that maybe these people have to get educated. We have different dialects here. We don't need another one. And regarding illegal aliens, and I noticed one of your articles today listed, and they mentioned illegal aliens who are also serving in our military. Well, you know, I became aware of this back in probably around 1980, 82. I had a Colombian girlfriend whose son was in the military, but it was the National Guard, I came to find out. And his comrades' nickname for the service was the White Man's Army. And it became apparent to me then, as I've been watching this whole scenario unfold, we are raising a nation of insurgents what would you call a Hessian soldiers? Mercenaries, yes. We are inhabited by insurgents and mercenaries that we have brought into our own country and trained them militarily. Whereas, unless you're from like Georgia or down south, which, you know, a lot of your southern youth are very encouraged to join the military, a lot of New York kids aren't. And so we're seeing a decline in the so-called Caucasian members of the military, whereas this foreign mercenary force is building over the last 30 years. And what do you think about
well,
that?
Well, it's Mike? Come to an end. It's come to an end because these illegal immigrants were lured into the Army by a program that offered them citizenship at the conclusion of their tour of duty. But the program got canceled. Apparently, the military decided that these illegal immigrants were just marking time to get their citizenship, and they weren't really committed or capable fighters. So the program ended, and now the Army is basically discharging all of these illegal immigrants.
I just hope the damage isn't already done. One more quick note, Mike. Everybody saw about Trump threatening to shut down the government over immigration. I think they took his comments out of context. From what I heard him, the way he explained it, let's shut down the immigration. And I think that we need to explore that further. And that's all I want to say. And just to say thank you again, Michael. Your articles have proved invaluable to me.
Well, I'm very glad that they were helpful. And good luck with your recovery.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Okay. We've got more callers waiting on the line, but we're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm going to put them on hold here. And again, we have this bizarre liberal academia where using the phrase, as you know, is now considered being white and racist because it's leading to self-doubt in those people who don't know. Well, there's an easy fix for that. Don't ban the phrase, study harder. Actually teach these kids what they need to know instead of filling their head with all of this nonsense about which restroom to use. We're going to take a break for commercials, back with phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both. I've got a bit of a stickler with you that didn't make any logical sense for someone who's highly illogical. And you probably covered this a while back. I just do not recall. So you'll have to bear with me for a moment, my dear. For one thing, someone who is illegally immigrating here in the U.S. from another country, obviously south of the border, as it were, not to make a bad pun out of it, cannot go and just automatically put in for voter registration just to vote or whatever have you. They're missing something in the process. What that is, if there's
well, actually, in many states like California, when they apply for a driver's license, they're automatically registered to vote, and there is no mechanism there for putting their immigration status either on the driver's license or the voter registration.
Well,
and
as
you can bet that probably Democratic operatives are going through the neighborhoods where the illegals are and registering them to vote.
Okay, as I was about to say was, regardless of what political party is going out and doing the shenanigans, the fault of the whole situation resides with the DOT. I don't care what state it is. Because unless the person goes to the DOT and gets a state-approved ID, let alone a driver's license, they cannot put in for voting. So even if a political party goes and tries to pull that maneuver and obtaining that for them, then that political party is running afoul of the legal state law.
So, yeah, they are.
So, quite frankly, a lot of them need to be pulled as a result, or what's it called? I'm trying to find a word for it when you nullify such a legal document that DOT issues, for that matter, so the person can go and conduct their everyday life or whatever have you, whatever it might be, and so forth. Now, if the state of California, let alone Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, obviously south of the border or whatever, or even Florida for that matter, mind you, are issuing these things illegally, then that state is at fault. They need to clean up their act, regardless of who the politician is pulling the strings in behind the door, for that matter, for these things to occur. And for the people that are being given this stuff, they need to be escorted right back to where they came from and say, okay, you want to be a U.S. citizen? Then go through the legal channel and do that. Just don't go and think that you're going to get issued this by some politician and welcome to the grand old U.S. of A., which it's not anymore. So with that said, I'm out of here.
All right. Well, Francis, before you go, you need to understand that quite a few states do not require people to be legal citizens to get a driver's license, and that's the loophole. And they're coming on in, and like I said, in California, when you get a driver's license, you know, you're automatically registered to vote. And what's really amazing is the hoops they make us legal citizens jump through to renew our driver's license. We got to show a birth certificate. We got to show a social security card. We got to do all that stuff to prove our identity. And yet the illegal immigrants are getting driver's licenses without any of that documentation. I don't know how that works.
Hang on a second. Did you forget about one other documentation that they have to have on them in order to come into the U.S. or upon entering the U.S.? It's called a green card, unless they change the color of it. They have to have some sort of documentation saying about where they're coming from, who they are, and so forth before they can even go to DOT. Unless I mistakenly miscalled it a green card or something else. But they have to have some sort of issuance of some ID card in order to come in the U.S. Otherwise, how to get past the border? I mean,
they
you can't
walk
even go
over. Yeah, they walk over, you know, where they think the border guards are not going to be. And they come on in, and you know, there these various groups literally will show up with a bus to pick them up and take them on out to these sanctuary cities. I mean, it's a complete giveaway of our country by these open border individuals. Anyway, listen. Okay. Anything else, Francis?
That's it. Just curious about the illogical nature of the whole mess. They need to get their act together, as it were, but I could say worse than that. Later.
Yeah, it's illogical. It's also illegal, but again, as we've been seeing all along, the Democrats and the open border enthusiasts, they're not concerned with the law. Remember that article we were talking about, liberal smugness? We know we're right no matter what. And there's a lot of that at work here, where they're trying to equate open borders with the ending of slavery and saying, well, we knew that slavery was wrong, even though it was legal. Therefore, we're justified in defying and violating this law, which discriminates against non-citizens. That's what borders are supposed to do. There is a legal way to become a citizen in this country. Just walking across the border is not it. All right, back to the phones. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I got to change. So it's not just liberals. It's like they're just all globalists. Because John McCain's not liberal, but he's for open borders. That's why he keeps getting elected. You know? I mean, it's what, Mike, as you know, Mike, with the BRICS, Erdogan himself said it's time to add a T to the BRICS. Now, how they're going to add that, wow, you're seeing a serious shift now. And I said Turkey
yes.
is a very important country because of the Bosphorus Straits, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, yeah, them and Germany, man, I'm telling you, they're probably going to flip because it's just economic sense for Turkey at this point. If they join BRICS, man, let me tell you, because I looked at a couple economists who was, they were very shaky on the BRICS of how it was going to do, and they came out and says it's doing better than they would have ever imagined. So it is moving forward, and the Shanghai Co-op. So there is a changing guard going on. It might not happen as fast as we want, you know, but it is happening. And you might, did
yes.
you see that Iran is going to, might be using cryptocurrencies to fight against the sanctions? Do you think that's going to work, the cryptocurrencies for them?
Yeah, I think it could work. I think all Iran needs to do is find out ways to complete financial transactions that don't go through the SWIFT system or through the U.S. dollar, and the sanctions become impotent. The sense I'm getting from all of these countries around the world is they're pretty much fed up with the U.S. throwing its weight around with these sanctions.
And remember, wasn't Turkey buying oil from Iran in exchange for gold? So they can do their own deals. Like, I don't understand. Like, the sanctions are only the U.S. puts on, right?
Well, the U.S. tries to get other countries to go along with the sanctions or recognize the sanctions. And in the past, most countries have. Now they're starting to bridle at that, which is why Trump and Pompeo are having to arm twist the European Union to go along with this. Because the EU is being harmed by all these sanctions against Russia, and they're going to be harmed by sanctions against Iran. And the EU is already in enough trouble as it is, and they're really kind of fed up with that.
What about Iran joining BRICS also? You know, because, you know, China and Russia, between them, Iran, Turkey, I mean, there's a lot of trade to go between them. So, regardless of what the U.S. or the EU puts on them, you know, China is like, well, that Eurasia is like half the world's population. So I don't see a problem with them moving, you know, if the sanctions the U.S. and EU put on them, they still have that other part of the world to deal with. You know what I mean?
They really do. Right now, India is the largest consumer of Iran's oil, and Germany's actually telling India, keep on buying Iran's oil. You know, you got to keep on buying that oil. And so we're starting to see that this U.S.-centric hegemonic economy is starting to fall apart. And other countries are going their own way. They're using their own currencies. Some countries are resorting to barter to get around the sanctions. I'll give you so much oil and you give me so much tea.
That's a good thing because doesn't that breed entrepreneurship where they internally will create, you know, businesses and they'll have more employees and then they'll spread out. I mean, I think that's like Russia, the sanctions help them, to diversify their whole economy. You know?
Yeah, actually, Russia bounced back. They had a resilient economy. The oil price war didn't harm them as much as it harmed Europe. But yeah, it sent a message, not just to Russia, but to all the countries on the planet. Learn how to be self-sufficient. Break away from this idea of globalism where all the cars are made in this one place and all the electronics are made in this one place and all the clothing is made in this one place and you're all bound together by all this global trade. People are seeing that's now a broken political model and they want to go back to being self-sufficient, independent nations.
And that leads me, Mike, to the $14.2 or $14.5 billion left of Russia's treasuries that they have. Now, that's got to be a warning sign for the United States because once they go get rid of them all, I don't think they'll ever buy them again. I really don't.
No, I don't think they will. I think most investors understand there is a treasury bond bubble, and the U.S. government is basically struggling to make those payments on those treasury bonds. And the yield curve has inverted, which usually signals a recession. But I think these other countries are realizing these bonds are, in fact, you know, quite risky.
I know. I think China's got, what, $1 trillion left, 1.2 maybe, in treasuries. But, what is it?
$1.3 trillion. If they were to dump those all at once, that would be the end of it.
But you do know that they're not buying properties here commercially. They slowed down big time in because it's a bubble also. So they're all getting out now. It's just not being advertised. Hey, Mike, real quick, did you ever heard of, I want to switch gears on, something called photonic radar the Russians are working on? And it uses laser pulse. Yeah, I don't really understand. There's not too much information on it out there. I can't find. But I don't know if you can explain a little. I'll get off the air and listen. You can explain a little about it.
Well, it's really very simple. Instead of using radio waves to search for an incoming threat, they're using optics. And as Dustin was saying, it basically sends out a laser beam that hits an object, and there's a reflection that comes on back to the radar site. And the advantage of it is that stealth technology doesn't work against it. The disadvantage is that you have to have clear skies to use it and very little turbulence. The more turbulent the atmosphere is, the shorter the range that this will work. But, yeah, it's an idea that's been floating around the defense establishment for more than a few years now. But its primary advantage is it can see things like the F-35 and the B-2. All right, let's see. We're going to go back to the phones. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, doing it, Mike. Mike, I think we've got some good news about Facebook. I think they're starting to fold. They're starting to cave. This morning, I tried to get Real News by David Knight and a couple other things on Facebook, and I couldn't get it. I couldn't get it on YouTube. I finally got it on something else when I was in the car, but it wasn't didn't come out. But anyway, a little while ago, I saw that Facebook came on and said that War Room with Owen Schroyer is on now, InfoWars and all that, and sure enough. So evidently, I think what's happened is they see what's happening to their stock. They see their, it looks to me like they're about to go under. Twitter also, and they're starting to cave, and they're starting to, you know, which is good. It's really great. Nothing like cutting off that money to really start making these people perform. I think it should go even further. I think you need antitrust action against these companies. But this is a good start. This seems to be maybe finally Zuckerberg got the message when, he looks at the stock plunging over 25% or something like that. I say it went down again today. And I think that's fine. The fact that Bingo InfoWars is on there again. So, what do you think? Do you think I'm right or what?
I think it would be nice if corporate social media would go back to respecting the First Amendment and stop playing God with American politics. I don't know if this is a real reform or it's a temporary Band-Aid where they're going to try and, not censor and be balanced for a little while to lure their user base back. Then as we get closer to the midterms and closer to 2020, they'll be back to the same old things. But you're right. Zuckerberg is facing a stockholder revolt. They're calling for him to resign as chairman of the board. We had that poll last week that we were talking about where people are starting to say Facebook could vanish as quickly as MySpace did.
Right, that's what I was saying. I told my son that. My son's a lot smarter when it comes to business things than I am because he majored in that in college recently. And he says, no, it's totally different. It's not different. MySpace went out of business because they weren't doing what the customers wanted. And that's exactly what's happening now with Zuckerberg. And it's also happening with Twitter. Twitter, I understand, is really hitting the dirt, too. Now I'd like to see Google go down because they're the ones who operate YouTube, and YouTube is really out of control what they're doing, the kind of games they're playing. See, I know how to transverse it because I look for certain things on YouTube, and I find it because a lot of times you can find it on somebody else's or something something like that. If I'm looking for you, a lot of times I'll find you on Richie Allen. If I'm looking for Richie Allen, I can find it on you. But they always are, but I noticed they're always playing these games, trying to hide things, you know? So that's got to stop, too. We got to bring these people down. We got to bring them in. Either they're going to cooperate and respect First Amendment, or are they going to go out of business, you know? And because this is a capitalist, at least one good thing is this is still a free enterprise system. And
apparently Kim.com is planning on launching his own censorship-free social media platform. And he's got deep value. He's going to pull it off.
When is that going to be?
I'm not sure when it's going to start, but he's announced that he is, in fact, putting this all together. This is an opportunity for other companies to come on in and make some real money. Anyway, we've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And somebody just emailed me, what will Trump do without Twitter? All right. Now then, actually, that is a valid concern because Twitter, for all its faults, is the only way in which we're getting the unfiltered, unspun comments from the president. because when it goes through the corporate media, they're all over the place with it. Now, in weeks past, I've been talking about what's become this transition in the LGBT community, where instead of merely pushing for acceptance, which is good, they're starting to get militant and in your face. And this is a repeat of something we saw happen to the feminist movement back in the 1990s, where it started out about being equal pay for equal work, which everybody could get behind, equal access to credit, equal access to education. These were all laudable goals. And then feminism got hijacked by some opportunists who turned it into this frothing at the mouth, male bash, all men are rapists, militant feminism that ultimately burned the movement out. And we're seeing the same thing happen to the LGBT community here, where they're not just wanting to be accepted. They're wanting to literally force their lifestyle on others. There have been stories about LGBT people literally being invited into schools to advise little children on the fact that they're probably transgender and that gender is fluid. And this story, I think, really shows just how dangerous this is getting. Apparently, there is this university, and there is a teacher there, Heather Davis, who has a four-credit course called Queer Ecologies. And the basic concept of the course is to dispel the idea that heterosexual sex is natural. So here's where we see this going. LGBT community wants you to think that what they do is normal and acceptable. Now they're basically trying to sell this idea that heterosexual sex is not natural, that we're the aberration. And again, if colleges are teaching this kind of nonsense, this kind of liberal indoctrination, how are these kids ever going to find a high-paying job to repay those student loans? College sure isn't what it was when I went there. College taught math and engineering or history or art or theater. And there was a little bit of political discussion out on the quad about the war in Vietnam and things like that. But we didn't have classes like that. So remember the New York Daily News, and they had the shrill, one-sided diatribe. We're going to take a break for station identification. Back with hour number three, this article, and a phone call after these few words.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.